Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm so excited about the next part in our series, 7 Days in the Holy Land with Franklin Graham and his daughter, Sissy Lynch. Capernaum is a beautiful place. I remember when Pat and I got a chance to go there and take a look at all the ruins and the city was there, and they're going to be right in the very place that we were. But let's just join them now. This is Franklin Graham and his daughter, Sissy Lynch, taking his daughter and his granddaughter because she's pregnant right now during this thing. It's a beautiful thing. Let's go to the Holy Land.
Sissy, right now we're at Capernaum. We're pretty sure because of the ruins here in the synagogue and what they have found that this is Capernaum, that this was Jesus' headquarters, and this is where he lived during much of his ministry. Probably one of the best known stories is the crippled man who came to Jesus. His friends carried him on his bed, and Jesus is in a home, he's teaching. And there's so many people, you can't even get to the door. And right somewhere in this area, Sissy, these men were so frustrated they couldn't get in. But you know what, it didn't stop them. These are pretty smart guys. They climb up on the roof and they just start taking the roof up. And they stood over top of Jesus and they took their friend on their mattress and they just let him down right smack dab in front of Jesus. And Jesus saw that faith. And that's what he wants to see. He wants to see faith. He said to the crippled man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." He got up and took his mat and he walked out in full view of all. And this amazed everyone and they praised God. And they said, "We've never seen anything like this before."
As I reflect on where we are and what we're seeing, I'm moved by the bigger picture. Yes, it's exciting to physically walk where Jesus walked, but it's even more thrilling to follow his example and answer his call on our lives. To be set apart, to be a light in the darkness, and to make a difference in this world.
We just want to pray right now. Genocide needs to be identified for what it really is. There's genocide against Christians. This technology is going on. All these things taking place. Let's just turn to God right now. Father God, we thank you that you lead us into all truth. We thank you that you lead us beside the still waters, that you prepare a table before us, and even in the presence of our enemy. God, I thank you, Lord, that when we abide with you and spend time with you, you lead us. Your voice leads us. You said your sheep know your voice. I pray for each and every one, Lord, that is listening and watching God, that they would begin to develop a personal, not religious, but a personal abiding relationship with you, Lord God, to be fruitful and relational with no fear, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We pray that our leadership will wake up and identify Christian genocide as it is, what's taking place, Father God. We thank you for the European Parliament that has stood up unanimously and said that's exactly what it is. Lord, we ask you, Lord, end this persecution, Lord God, of the Jews and Christians and people on the face of the earth. Dear God, forgive us, Lord, where we have sinned and have not stood up for the unjust things taking place, and help us to come alert and show us how to stand up for just causes, Lord God. We ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, and we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.